With an offshore network, multiple hops, rotating IP addresses, and professional customer service, no one else comes close. You can try Crypto Hippie service for free. Go to DaveJanda.com, click on the free Crypto Hippie trial link, and get 7 days of protection for free.
Lots of people have eaten at the famous Knight's Steakhouse, but did you know they also do catering? The Knight family has been a local institution in Ann Arbor since 1952, when Ray Knight returned from the U.S. Army and purchased the neighborhood grocery store where he had worked as a teenager. Ray was passionate about offering his customers the highest quality meats at fair prices and eventually expanded the grocery store into a very popular butcher shop. In the 60s, Ray began catering everything from small picnics to parties at Beau Schembechler's house. All these years later, Knight's Catering has remained a family affair and continued the same philosophy of high-quality, local products at fair prices. Their catering options are endless. From office lunches and graduation open houses to formal dinner parties, barbecues, and weddings, they work one-on-one with customers to design a menu to fit their tastes and their budgets. For information or an appointment with a catering team member, call Ray's grandson, Don Knight, at 734-904-3553. That's 734-904-3553.
Hines Park Lincoln wants to introduce you to the personal luxury dealership experience you deserve. How? It starts with their pledge that owning a Lincoln should be just as exceptional and personal as driving one. Hines Park invites you to personally experience their time-honored tradition of luxury service and hospitality at their world-class dealership serving all of Metro Detroit. Hines Park Lincoln is located in Plymouth on Ann Arbor Road, just off of I-275, and online at HinesParkLincoln.com.
I may be going to hell in a bucket, babe, but at least I'm enjoying the ride. At least I'm enjoying the ride.
And now more Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600. Call Dave now at 822-1600. That's 734-822-1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker at Wham! Talk 1600. This show will be in podcast form by 9 p.m. tonight due to the brilliance of my wingman, Derek Stone. 9 p.m. tonight at DaveJanda.com, we will have the podcast for our premium service subscribers. Just one of the benefits you get from being a premium service subscriber, 30 cents a day. The podcast available for you 24-7, not just this show, but every show since October of 2010. Our Insider Insight show, which we air every Thursday, video format show of an interview I do. This past week, famed detective, New York City detective, who really lays it on the line. I mean, presents information that... Jimmy Boots presents information you'll never get from any other source. And this coming week, we have General Paul Vallely, who actually is going to present some information on the declassification issue. And following that, the next week, I believe this is a first. We are having famed whistleblowers at the same time. It's like having Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig, same show. Bill Binney and Kirk Wybie, both have had wrath of Robert Mueller, the CIA, the FBI. Heck, Robert Mueller sent a team in to go after Benny, kicked his door down, put a gun to his head about him being a whistleblower against the NSA and how they monitor every one of your phone calls, emails, internet activities, financial transactions. It's going to be a great set of interviews. We also have our WTF show, which is an analysis show I do every Wednesday of what's happening behind the curtain that I get from my sources on geopolitical issues, all available at DaveJanda.com. As we all know, there's been huge issues occurring in California. We recently had the election fraud issue. A good example of that was in Orange County, California, where 300,000 more votes miraculously were cast for House candidates as opposed to the governor's election in California. Makes you wonder where those 300,000 votes came from. And also what's been going on with the California fires. And actually, there's another type of fire that's brewing in California, which is a good kind of fire, which is the New California Movement, which has the potential to be enormous. An enormous destructive event for the globalists and the New World Order crowd. I'm honored to have back with me someone who is at the head of the spear when it comes to the new California movement, also has some insight on the California fires because he's, frankly, very close to it, Paul Preston. He's from Agenda 21 Radio. I encourage you to go to his website, agenda21radio.news. A little background on Paul. Paul is a regular on this show, but for our new listeners, and we have thousands of new listeners every week around the, not only around the country, around the world, Paul Preston takes on issues surrounding the United Nations Agenda 21, great globalist organization. By the way, who was the president who brought Agenda 21 to the United States? That would be George Bush the first. Yeah, the guy who recently died. Yeah, we'll get into that a little later in the show. Most people don't know that the United Nations in 1992 came up with a plan designed that will control virtually every aspect of your life, but they did, and the plan is in effect. Under the guise of environmentalism, the United Nations Agenda 21 is in reality a means to destroy capitalism and redistribute the wealth of the United States. Please remember that as they're lauding what a phenomenal president George Bush the first was and how he cared so much about freedom. Just remember what I just said, because George Bush the first was the person who brought Agenda 21 to the United States. It's my honor to welcome back Paul Preston. Paul, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Well, thank you, Dave, for having me on.
So, Paul, am I, you know, I'm not trying to speak ill of the dead, but I do believe it's important to speak truthful. Am I wrong that George Bush brought Agenda 21 right back here to the United States?
You're absolutely right. He was down there in Rio de Janeiro, and he actually signed the document to bring it to the United States. He became a signatory on it in June of 1992. And then in October of 1992, just before the November 1992 elections, guess who brings it up as a House resolution but Nancy Pelosi? She brings it up as a House resolution to create the president's sustainability council or something like that, making it basically a hard law now within the United States. She was the one who did it. And guess what happened? Bill Clinton is elected president the following month. And that started the whole ball rolling. And it was George Bush, the senior, who did it. We play his clip all the time on my radio show.
Well, and then supported by Bill Clinton, George Bush, the second. And Barack Obama, correct?
That's correct. Absolutely. They all marched in lockstep.
Let's talk about the new California movement, because the globalists I just mentioned are not too happy about your efforts with the new California movement. Educate every one of our listeners about what the new California movement is and the impact it will have on this country.
Well, the impact on this country is going to be enormous. It's going to completely reshape the United States. Not just that we're going to add another state to the union and have 51 states. It's a fact that we are going to completely blow up Reynolds versus Sims, which was the court decision that took away everybody's right to representation in their own states. That's just a minimum, but it also sets up another border that will be established within our own United States border, which, of course, that just defies absolute logic to the globalists who are trying to take away borders right now as we speak. But we're going to completely change California, where there's going to be about 18 million new Californians in about 85% of the landmass. We're taking up all the rural area of California. That's going to be our state. And what's left for the urbans, mostly, of course, liberals, is going to be Sacramento, San Francisco, and the Los Angeles area. And they can have their happy little utopia there. But New California is going to be completely shifted around. We're going to change the education system. We're changing the Constitution. And right now, what you have in California is a prototype for the rest of the country. But people, you got to recognize this. California is the prototype of the socialist, communist, United Nations, totalitarian takeover of the United States. And what they've done here is they've completely destroyed the political system. They completely destroyed how the function of government works. The voting system, I mean, you just mentioned the situation down there in Orange County. You know, it's as Joseph Stalin used to say, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. And we just saw a great demonstration of that. The electoral system in California is it's completely corrupt, as is everything in California. And that's why we stepped out and declared independence on January 15th of 2018 and had two successive constitutional conventions building our constitution. And we are preparing ourselves to become that 51st state. But this is what you're going to get in New California. You're going to get a legislature topic number one. You're going to get a legislature that's going to meet once every 2 years for 60 days, and we're out the door. Now, in California right now, the legislature meets 11 months out of every year. 11 months. It's an industrial-sized legislature, and it is. It's a business unto itself. And, of course, when you take away the Republican Party, as Jim Brolte and a few other people have absolutely destroyed, by deliberate design, by the way, when you take a look at the history of the way the propositions have come in, and you take a look at how this government has been rechanged and rejiggered, so to speak, by way of these redistricting districts and so on, you really clearly see the past. You get the pastiche real clearly that they have had a plan for a long time, and they've executed the plan. And, of course, they've been successful in taking the House, all our House seats away from us here in California for the most part, especially with the last ones in Orange County. But we will offer not 11 months anymore. In other words, we're downsizing the scale of government like down to nothing compared to what it is right now. So, yeah, this is called a dictatorship. Surprise, surprise, a dictatorship, as our founding fathers knew at some point in time might happen. With a monoparty system, there is no Republican form of government in California any longer. You know, one of the things is the guarantee clause of the Constitution of the United States, which the president on down, everybody who takes an oath has to guarantee in the guarantee clause in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, three elements. Number one is a Republican form of government. Number two, you have to be free from invasion. And number three, you have to have protection from domestic violence. Those are the three key things. And right now in California, we have none of that. We do not have a Republican form of, in other words, a representative government. We have a monoparty system led by a dictator. And number two, we're far from free from invasion now, aren't we? I mean, in fact, the governor is actively and allegedly actively pouring money into enticing illegal foreign nationals to invade our country. I mean, this is just absolutely unheard of. And of course, the domestic violence one, we are not free from domestic violence. Domestic violence reigns supreme and pass. In fact, they're passing and they've been passing bills that encourages domestic violence in California at the state level. So we will completely change that. The business environment will completely change. Right now, I think California is rated like number 49 or something like that. Just like with education and the whole union, it's just a shipwreck in terms of if you want to run a business in California, well, if you want to run one, you have to run away from California. That's a fact because of the overregulation, overtaxation, and all the things that go along with it. We're number one in terms of welfare recipients. Last year, Dave, last year, with the Oroville Dam disaster, with these fire disasters, you know, the president came out here, and we'll talk about that in a second, I'm sure, and visited what he saw in paradise. All that was completely avoidable if they had just spent the money in the right place, like through fire suppression in the forest and in the chaparral. All that was preventable. But no, what did they do? They used that money on paying $26 billion for illegal foreign nationals last year out of California's budget.
Well, and a big chunk of that, didn't that go to attorneys to represent these
people?
Yes.
Well, and just recently, now we've been providing aid. New California and other organizations have been providing aid up here in Chico. We still have people living in squalor camps right now, living in tents, because the state of California hasn't stepped up to provide any help for them. FEMA just arrived, and they're not organized. These people are out there in the fields with tents still. It's been raining. It's been, you know, it's just absolutely, they got burned out of their house, and now they're living in tents. So we're trying to provide some sort of help for them. The state of California's provided nothing, but you know what they did just last week? They approved $15 million for attorneys to be paid to who? The illegal foreign nationals as they come across the border so that they get the representation. $15 million from the state coffers, which we don't have the money.
So Jerry Brown and his infinite group of globalists pumped in $15 million, just as a starter, to attorneys to represent illegals coming into California, yet residents, citizens, taxpayers of California that endured these horrible fires and are now homeless have gotten nothing.
Nothing.
Well, this is a great, this is the globalist business model, right?
Absolutely it is. Yeah.
Right? And then tell me if I'm wrong here, Paul, tell me if I'm wrong, if I got this wrong, but the globalist chairman of the Democrat Party in California. What happened to him in the past week or so? What?
Well, he resigned. Is that right?
And he resigned because I'm sure it was nothing big. Well, did it have to do with sexual harassment, alcohol abuse?
All the above.
Others? Huh?
All the above. Yeah.
All of the above.
That's just the way they roll.
So one of the other problems here, Paul, your movement is gaining huge ground,
right,
and it bugs the living daylights out of the globalists.
Yes, it does.
One of the things they did to confuse people is they put some bogus form of movement of part of the state out, I think dividing the state into three rather than what you're talking about with the California movement. And that other model, which was destined to fail, and you predicted it long ago, did fail. So now many people, when I talk about the new California movement, they say, oh, that sounded like such a good thing, but it failed. No, it didn't fail. The bogus one that was put up by the globalists failed, but the one that's succeeding is alive and well and thriving, correct?
Correct. That's correct, yeah. And, you know, we've didn't want to be confused with that other one, but it met its demise exactly as I predicted. I said it was dead on arrival when he came up with it. In fact, I had words with him and told him that this was back in 2012 and 2014, and then this go around. Most of us are of the opinion that it was a globalist attempt by him and Jerry Brown to throw it against us and to confuse the public, which they did. And now they got a court decision, which, by the way, was a no-brainer. He was never following the Constitution. He wouldn't have gotten anywhere with it. And the court ruled against him as he was trying to put it on the ballot. And actually, it was listed to go on the ballot, but a radical environmentalist group sued him and it put it in the state Supreme Court. And they threw it out 6-0 because it was unconstitutional, exactly like I told him. So a waste of $5 million, I don't know if it wasn't that or it was more to confuse people about what New California is all about. I think it was more of that than anything else because he was so persistent with it.
And what current California is about is, and tell me if I'm wrong, is fraud, abuse, and in particular, the latest, this election fraud, in particular, looking at Orange County, of which I believe Fox News was integral in that voter suppression. Am I off?
I think you're absolutely 100% correct.
They called the election at 9:30 at night, 6:30 Pacific time, when the polls were going to be open for at least another hour and a half. Correct, Paul?
Yeah, there was. They were complicit in the fraud, in my opinion. Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. Can't put it any other way. They had 90 minutes before the polls. Really? And I'll tell you what, the characterization. Now, listen, I was getting, this was the impulse, the pulse of California in my studio, because we got all the calls from people about New California. There was a wave of conservatism coming out. And in fact, we had numbers that were skyrocketing in terms of voter turnout. Well, guess what? It wasn't voter turnout by liberals. It was a voter turnout of conservatives in California that was completely suppressed. And then Fox News comes out and suppresses it even more when they call it early. I mean, there is no justification for that. And, of course, I got calls from people later on who told me that. I didn't go vote. Great.
And then for several weeks after,
elections
that had been won election night with 100% of the precincts reported by conservatives, by Republicans, by independents, all of a sudden flipped to the Democrats 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks later.
Yeah, 16 days.
Right. Miraculously, all these votes were found.
Shocking. Shocking. So shocked. You know, like it's young Kim, which was Representative District 39 in Northern Orange County. And she had part of San Bernardino and she had part of Los Angeles County also. Well, you know, she gets her vote from Los Angeles and San Bernardino, pretty large counties, by the way. She got the vote totals, and she was ahead in those two counties on the night of the election, and it never changed because they didn't have any ballots to count. Yet Orange County, she was ahead at the night of the election, but then all of a sudden provisional ballots show up. Oh, we got to count those provisional ballots, and all of a sudden she loses the race.
Now, Department of Homeland Security is involved in looking at these races. There are many people that believe that what's going to happen is Homeland Security is going to issue a report and the election results are going to be overturned. Do you believe that?
I think there's absolutely could happen. I think the evidence is clear. I mean, we got a video that we found from the Commonwealth Club from last year. And it was they talked about how they were fixing elections, how they actually did it, how they did certain types of surveys and advertising and things like that. And one guy even openly admitted, and we had it on our website, openly admitted that he went from place to place and he had provisional ballots in the back of his cars that was pre-marked. He openly admitted it. I mean, this is just outrageous that this is going on.
And then we had the Los Angeles Times report of the Skid Row, hundreds, thousands of ballots, right? Paying them people a buck, a cigarette, whatever it is. Hey, go vote. Hey, here's your ballot, by the way. Go ahead.
You see, California is in complete disarray, and it's a failed state.
But that's just what the globalists wanted.
Exactly.
Right?
They want it as a failed state. They want to show the world that we cannot function. And that's not true, because most of the people in California, listen, I'm telling you, most of the people in California, I believe, are conservative. The vast majority of them are, but we're being suppressed and have been suppressed. I mean, a classic example of suppression was what Steyerwalt did on Fox News. That was outrageous.
Yeah.
And that did suppress the vote out here in the West. It absolutely did.
And the other thing that happens is some people go, well, I was going to vote for it, but I want to vote for a winner. So because they declared the Dems the winner, I'm just going to vote for the Dem because, well, my vote would, you know, so I'll go and I want to vote for the winner. Say I vote.
I think they had the provisional ballot so tuned in anyway, it really didn't matter. It was always going to be this way. But I think that we have Democrats that are jumping ship out of San Francisco to come to New California. What's wrong with that picture? If they're coming from San Francisco and they want to be part of New California, which they know to be conservative, they just want out. They just say, we don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Right. And see, here's where I think this voter fraud issue is coming in with Department of Homeland Security involved. And some people are very upset with me about this, but I can only present information that are presented to me by my contacts that I've had for many years, if not decades, and what they're telling me. And what they're telling me is that in the 2018 midterm elections, there's huge documentation that's occurring. There are people that are going to be indicted, but the purpose of the data that's being gathered is going to be utilized to create fair and more honest elections in 2020, as opposed to flipping results from 2018. Now, many people are really mad at me for presenting that information that I got from my sources. I'm not going to lie. I mean, this is what I've been told by people I know and trust for many, many years. And just to make people feel good, I'm not about to say, oh, they're all going to be, oh, the House is going to get that complete majority of the Dems is going to be wiped out. I would love to say that. That's not what I'm being told.
Well, you have to have the evidence first. And this procedure, all this stuff that's been going on has been, they have a system. They're trying to spread it throughout the rest of the United States. It's this whole system of governance like they have, you know, in which they've destroyed the Republican Party. There's a deliberate attempt. And, you know, the players that have been involved in this deliberate attempt can be clearly seen. And they're trying to spread that to the rest of the nation right now. And you saw some other election results starting to happen. Everybody's speaking about those provisional ballots as being the culprits. And, of course, that's what's happened here in California. That use of provisional ballots is very good evidence. It's just solid evidence to show that there's something, like, really wrong. Plus, also, the manuals by which they instruct people in how to handle the ballots and things of that nature, who can vote, who can't vote. This whole motor voter law business, you know, because Jerry Brown allows the Department of Motor Vehicles to, you know, anybody can register to vote and anybody can get a driver's license, including illegal foreign nationals. Now, that's just outrageous. But that's all part of the schemata that they've got going on here in California, soon to come to states around the United States if it's not stopped. And that's why I say we are in a state, we say it's a state of insurrection right now. In California. It's clear. It's absolutely crystal clear that, and of course, the economic situation that California is in, this is, it's almost like I tell people, I'm just breaking out the popcorn and soda pop and watching this whole thing happen because it's all going to happen. The financial collapse of California's government, you know, it's a Titanic going down and they've run out of deck chairs to shift around to save themselves. In fact, the deck chairs are completely gone. It's just going down financially. And that's going to start happening in the spring.
Paul, I want you to assume President Trump is listening to this segment. What does he do to help with this insurrection? What does he do to stabilize California?
Well, I think that we call for the president to declare California in a state of insurrection right now. We've been doing that through our grievances. I think the situation that just happened up here with these fires in Paradise, and he saw it, and I've been up there 5 times. I'm going up after I get done with this interview. I'm going back up there again. I've been up there and gone through all the communities. In fact, the place where I used to live is gone. It was burned down, one of my homes. And, you know, I'm not victimized by it, but not like all the other people. Last night I had a town hall in Butte County, and the place was had a lot of fire victims in it. And they are just absolutely shell-shocked. They think that, of course, the state of California has let them completely down. They think that the state of California is culpable. And quite frankly, we don't know how many people are still missing to this day. Do you realize that we've had heavy rains up there, and the rain is washing away the dead bodies, the burned bodies? And you know what they're doing up there? I was just told this last night. The firemen and other people trying to retrieve any kind of sense of anybody's bodies, they're taking strainers, and they're straining the water in the creeks for DNA.
Paul, how can folks follow you, and how can they follow your efforts, because they need to do it?
Agenda 21 Radio is a21r.com. That's the quickest way to get there, or agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And please press the GoFundMe, because that money goes to the fire victims.
Paul, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, everything you are doing, and everything that you will do. You're an incredible patriot. You have incredible courage, and you truly will create a better California from the destruction that the globalists have wreaked.
A new California.
Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker here at AmTalk 1600.